Okay, guys, let's begin. Okay. All right. Let's begin, guys. All right, first of the Marv of Kindness I gave today was to be Paxwell Tysus. Because it's a very hard Tysus, and people skim through it, and Baruch Hashem, I'm proud of you guys who work through it. So I want to just say outside, and then we begin with that Marashah. I want to say outside the end of the Tysus. The end of the Tysus was with two kashas from the word Miu, even without the kasha of Amram. And it was based on a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, where Rav Yosef brought a raya from the Mishnah in Chof Chesim and Afsuk, Rav Yosef Acharoni, where his understanding was, and the Sfasem says what we said, Baruch Hashem, that if you, the Tysus kasha, once you get this down, that if you do like Beis Shammai, you're wasting your time. What does that mean? Meaning your chumrah is worthless. Doing the chumrah is worthless. Yes? That was the Havana of Tysus and the kasha. So he says, I don't understand something. You try to prove to me that the chumrah is worthless? How is that proving a thing from that story over there? All he did was like Beis Hillel. And what you're supposed to depict in that story, Ariel, is what? Is that if you're going like Beis Shammai, it's worthless. That wasn't depicted at all over there. What was depicted over there was he did like Beis Hillel, and that's it. He didn't talk to any chumras like Beis Shammai. And he didn't say what you're doing like Beis Shammai is worthless. That was the first kasha of Tysus. The premise being that Osek Beis Shammai is a clue. And therefore, what was the Havana of Tysus? How did Tysus understand the Gemara in Brachos?
The original premise.
The Gemara in Brachos was what? Was just saying, very simply, that what? Osek Beis Shammai is clue. It's worthless like you're doing Beis Shammai. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. So he's asking on the Gemara in Brachos. It makes no sense. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Sukkah, which the Gemara Brachos quotes, doesn't depict that someone went like a chum like Beis Shammai and it was worthless. All it says, he went like Beis Hillel. He's asking directly on that kasha. That's why directly on the Gemara Brachos, David. Okay, he's asking Rav Yosef, disconnected with the kasha of Amram. That's the first kasha. Second kasha of Tosis, Akiva, you follow me? Second kasha of Tosis is, what does Rav Yosef need to bring rayas for? That if you go like Beis Shammai, it's worthless because we all like Beis Hillel anyway. You don't need rayas. You don't need rayas. We all like Beis Hillel. We have it all over Shas. Starts with the Gemara Neirvin. Those are the two kashas of Tysus. Okay? Chlorokite. Baruch Eschuchas. You got it? Those are the two kashas of Tysus. Yes, David?
Just clear. So the first question, how does the Mishnah in Sukkah depict that the Chumrah is worth nothing?
Yes, okay. Exactly. It doesn't. All it depicts is of Yosef Harani did like Beis Hillel. He didn't say a word about Beis Shammai, did he? Nothing. Now that's a taking and understanding that the Gemara and Brachos was one way. One way. Meaning he thought that the Gemara and Brachos was quoting the Mishnah in Sukkah to tell me how going like Beis Shammai is nothing. How did it show that? How did it show that your chumrah was nothing? That's the first kasha. Second kasha is, what do you need brayas at all for? To prove that we hold like what? That we hold like Beis Hillel and your chumrah is nothing. We don't need brayas, we hold like Beis Hillel. Okay. So Tosus concludes by saying the following terrors. Tosus concludes and says, I have a whole new... Yes, Matthew.
I mean, I don't know if I'm connecting the two things. Doesn't it seem like Tosus is questioning of why do I need a raya so I follow Beis Hillel is because we said in this Gemara here, in Sukkah, that halacha of Beis Shammai was...
I know, but those are exceptions, though. Those are exceptions. No. Those are exceptions to the rule.
No, of course, but if you say it's Sukkah, right? If you were in Sukkah before Brachos, and you said it's Sukkah.
I know, but this is disconnected with the Ramram. That's why I stress that.
This is disconnected
with the Ramram. It's a good kasha you ask. But this is disconnected with the Ramram. Forget about it, okay? Just straight up. We have accepted like Beis Hillel all over. So if you accept like Beis Hillel, what is your problem? What do you need, Rav Yosef, to prove to me that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a nothing? We don't need that. Exactly. Disconnected from Amram. Write that in your notes. From the word umiu, it is disconnected from Amram. Oh. Everyone's making great nikudas. You guys are working good. So what's Tysus' answer? He says like this. Tysus says, I discovered a miracle. Tysus said, I discovered a miracle. I have a totally new definition of doing like Rav Yosef, is going like Rav Yosef said, going like Bisham is a nothing. You know what that means? It doesn't mean that your chumrah is worthless. What does it mean, Yosef? That because anytime Xerid the Rabban is invoked, what happens? Anytime there's Xerid the Rabban invoked, what happens? You are not Yotze, even in the midst of the Yoraisa. The whole mitzvah implodes. Even on a level of the Yoraisa. Correct. That's a whole new approach to what Rav Yosef said doing like Meshameh is Klum. And now, how do you read the Gemara in Brachas? Please get this down. Likewise. What do I mean by likewise? Rav Yosef says, if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a nothing. What does that mean, it's a nothing? Meaning the Gezeirah is Makif D'Oraisa. Where do I see that? From the Mishnah Sukkah about what? Lo Kiyamta Sukkah Mi'amecha. And where else do I see that? By Kriyashma, that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a what? If you go like Beis Shammai, here David, if you go like Beis Shammai, what's the din? If you lie down in the night and stand up in the morning, it's Lo Yatsa. That's what, you understand what I'm saying by likewise? Just like what they spoke to each other in such extreme terms, that's how Beis Hillel spoke to Beis Shammai. But originally in the Kasha, we didn't understand the Gemara Brachos like that, likewise. We just thought it straight up. You understand what I just said, Matthew? What do you mean I understood the Gemara Brachos like that, straight up? What do you mean straight up? It wasn't likewise, it was straight up. If you go like Beis Shammai, your Chumrah is worthless. And I'll bring you a riot from the case of Sukkah. Tosus asked, how is that arrived from the case of Sukkah? All he did was go like Beis Hillel. Didn't depict that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's worthless. Therefore, Tosus had his kasha. But now Tosus says, no, that's not the pshanos of Beis Shammai's klum. What's the pshanos of Beis Shammai's klum? It means if you don't listen to the Gzeira of the Rabbanon, it's Makif D'Oraisa. Now you read the Gemara and Brachos, get this down, Avram. Likewise. You know what I mean by likewise? They're just like what Beis Shammai yelled at Beis Hillel and said, they're not Yotze, Yotze, Kiyamta, Tzimia Mecha. Beis Hillel yelled at Beis Shammai. If you read the Shema like they're not Yotze. Tosfos has a new understanding of reading the Gemara and Brachos as well in the answer. Do you understand? Based on what his definition is. Lo Asar Klum is his Gemara and Brachos. The statement of Yosef. He has a whole new approach on that. You got that?
Can I repeat that?
Yes. What's the new approach? The new approach is not that your Chum is worthless, but rather, whenever time is exerted that I'm going to make, it's Ma'akim on a level of your eyes. It stops you from filling the midst of your eyes. And therefore, you have to read the Gemara and Brachos likewise. What do you mean likewise? Rav Yosef said, if you go like Beis Shammai, Yat Yotze Min HaTorah. Regarding what? Kriya Shema. But where do you see that? Just like you saw that Beis Shammai yelled at Beis Hillel in the Sukkah case, Rabbi Yochanan Harani, that if you go like that, you're no captain in Sukkah Melecha. So too, Beis Hillel's yelling at Beis Shammai by Kriya Shema, you're not Yotze Min HaTorah because you broke the Gzeirah. But it's a whole new Havana, you follow me? Write that word likewise. It's a new approach to how to read the Gemara and Brachos. Originally, we thought the Gemara and Brachos was just straight up. And therefore, Tosfos asked the kasha, it made no sense. Tosfos asked the kasha, it made no sense. Now, next step. How does this answer the two kashas? Let's go. What was the first kasha? The first kasha was what? What's the answer? The answer is nothing to do with that. It's a waste of time. That's not what it means. It means that if you don't listen to Xerah, now Yotze Min HaTorah. And therefore, what does it mean? They yelled at Rabbi Yochanan Harani and they said, what are you doing? Going like this, you're not Yotze anything. They yelled at him. And therefore, it makes sense now. You follow me, Yehuda? You got this? And what is the answer to the second kasha? Second kasha, of course we don't need a proof that we hold like Bissell. We know we hold like Bissell. What we need to prove is that we have the shtickle tire, this chiddush, that if you have a xerah, there are abundance makiv, and mitzvah d'oraisa, it implodes the whole thing. That I need a raya for. And that's exactly what the likewise was in the Gemara. Okay? So that how it's answered the two kasha. Get this down. Comes along the Marsha. We're going to read it inside. Comes along the Marsha and says, you know what? I want to add a third nekuda. Once Tosas has said this shtickle tire, I want to say now that Tosfos rejects what he said earlier, that it's a split sock. What do I mean by split sock? That we hold like Beis Shammai, Beis Sukkah Ktana, but by Sukkah Dola, we hold like Beis Hillel. He says, that's wrong. We hold like Beis Shammai across the board now. Because let's stop and think now, Yehuda. What forced Tosfos to say a split sock? What forced Tosfos to say a split sock? Because while Rabbi Yochanan Harani seemed to side with Beis Hillel, so how could Rav Amram paskin like who? Beis Shammai, correct? What's the answer now? It's not that Rabbi Yosef HaCharani won. When we brought in Rabbi Yosef HaCharani, it wasn't to what? Wasn't to show how we won. Akiva. Wasn't to show how we paskin, correct? That going like Beis Shammai is worthless. Look at Rabbi Yochanan HaCharani held like Beis Hillel. No, that's not why now we're bringing in Rabbi Yosef HaCharani. We're bringing Rabbi Yosef HaCharani that he was yelled at to say that if you broke the Gzeirah, now Yotze Min HaTorah at all. So once you say that, then already, you have no hechreach. What does hechreach mean? You are not forced to say that Tosfos' split sock remains in force. And you can reject that. And you could stick and say that Beis Shammai, we possibly Beis Shammai, both by Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola. That's how the Marshal learns, and that's how the Maharam learns as well. However, Matthew pointed out very astutely, I want you to get this down, that the Sfasemis argues. The Sfasemis says, argues on the Marshal and the Maharam. Sfasemis says the split psak still remains. And he says, if you look in the Piske HaTosvos, you guys have it in your Gemaras. You guys have it?
Yeah.
Take a look. I think it's right before, right after the last daf in the Masechta, at least in mine. The Piske HaTosvos. Everyone has it? I don't know where it is in the Ozma Hutter. Piske HaTosvos. Take a look at Os Gimel. I'm going to read it to you out loud. Os Gimel. Piske HaTosvos. Right after the last daf. It says, Shir Sukkah. Machzekes Rosho Verubo Veshulchano. What's that? Ketana or Gedola? Ketana. Who's that like? Beis Shammai. Excellent speak. Ubesukah Gedola Rosho Verubo Besukah Veshulchano Bebayis Sagi. Ah, the Shulchan is where? In the house. We don't make the Gzera of Beis Shammai, meaning we're holding like who? We're holding like Beis Hillel. Correct. We're holding like Beis Hillel. You got that, David? Sagi, that means the table's inside the house. That's Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. So the Sfasemis says, you know what? The split psak still remains against the Marashah and the Maharam. Please get it down. Against the Marashah and the Maharam. And basically, as Matthew suggested, maybe you could say this Machlok Sachronim is Talui. Do you hold like want to make Tosos like the Rosh and the Ran? That the two cases are disconnected? Or do you want to say what? Like the Rift, that the two cases are what? Are in fact connected to one another. And if you possibly like Beis Shammai in one, you must possibly like Beis Shammai in the other. Okay? So the Sfasemis wants to say that Piskei HaTosfos keeps it in check. We're learning the Marashah and the Maharam saying that there is no Hechreach at all to say that what you have to say that sticks. No Hechreach. I want you to write those words down in your notes. Ain Hechreach. There is no, you're not forced to say that Tosis makes a split sock, like he said earlier in the Tosis. Okay? But, as the Sfasemis points out, the Piskei HaTosfos said it did stick. Somehow he learned that it did stick. That's how the Sfasemis wants to say. But I'm saying the Pasuk Pshat in the Marashah and the Maharam, the way we're learning it, it's very easy that we can throw it out. Very easy that we can throw it out. Okay? And we can say that what the sock is by both. Yes, Matthew?
Halacha
l'maisa,
though,
would
be possible
like Beis Shammai. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ram and the Rift. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ram and the Rift that Beis Shammai by both.
For both.
Yes, correct. Well said. Okay.
Yes.
Chaber holds halacha l'maisa like both. That's correct. Okay, we got that. He holds beferish like this halacha l'maisa. Okay, we got it. Klor like this Ram and Rift. Shulchan Aruch says they're both connected. Okay, we got that. That's how we're learning the Pshat. Let's read the Marashah inside. Take a look. Says the Marshal, where underlined, he says, Miu means what? Shmeitzen, the Gemara, the Hussam Tema Hachi Dayak Chule. It's a quote from Tosis. The Sugya over there in Brachlis is a Pella. How did Rav Yosef make a deal? That was the answer. Shir Divram. What does Shir Divram mean? Summation of their words, of the Terence of Tosis. Kachu. Because the way Tosi answers up the Gemara in Brachas, to Hasam Lomaisi Raya Meach Milsa the Sukkah, we're only bringing a Raya from the case of Sukkah, El Milsa Achrisa. We're bringing a, not to how we paskin, but for another matter. What's the other matter? That Exeter is Machim and a level of Raisa. The Beisil Machmirim in the Rabbanon. The Masakit of Rebbe Shammai, loss of Loklum. But once we've given that answer, and we've answered both Kashas of Tosis, Hashtun Leislan the Dechuke Kilel. We don't have to stand on our heads. Like we said earlier, Lamemar, the Sukkah Gedola, the Besukkah Gedola, Hachka Beis Hillel. We don't have to make a split sock. Ela de Matzinen, rather, Matzinen Lamemar, Shaper, the Besukkah Gedola, Hachka Beis Shammai. We hold like Beis Shammai across the board. The Rav Yosef, Lonachis, Lasuya, Hassam Raya, Hachmils, the Sukkah Klau. He wasn't trying to paskin at all to say going like Beis Shammai is worthless, and he showed you from Yochanan Harani. Ela no, Ela Milsach Risa, Kamo Kriyash Mamayan Shamatos. He was doing likewise. What does likewise mean, David? Likewise, that just like the Xerid the Rabban is Makav the Rice and Sukkah, look out in Sukkumi Amecha, so too Beis Hillel Yosef Beis Shammai. It says, what? If you say Kriyashma in the evening lying down, and say in the morning standing up, You are what? Not it's Makir Nayotzi Min HaTorah. You got me? All right, very good. I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud that you worked at it. That's how you get a Melech Shel Torah. We got it, Clor? Okay, excellent. Proud of everyone. That's the Clor Kai, okay? That's the Clor Kai in the Tysus. Okay. Wait. Yes, Matthew.
Rabbi, just that, read the end of Tosos. The end of Marsha, he says that Yosef himself wasn't even bringing this as a raya to Pasuk Nevo. So he was bringing this as a raya to show that there are going to be Makir.
Exactly. The likewise theory. Just like we find it in Sukkah, we find it by what? Kriya Shema as well. By Sukkah, Beisham was yelling at Beisila. By Kriya Shema, Beisila is yelling at who? Yelling at Beishamai. Okay? We got that, Clor? Halacha L'maaseh. Okay. And, yes, go ahead, David.
One, at the beginning of the Marsha, when we say that the Hasam L'maaseh Raya Mahav Milsa Sukkah, the Sukkah.
Yes.
Because in that Gemara, we for sure weren't trying to bring a Raya about the Halacha of Sukkah. So what do we mean?
Sure we did. We thought it, in Tosos Kasha, they thought that.
No, meaning that's why Tosos brought it here. But in that Gemara, because we're referring
to... No, Tosos is talking about the Gemara and Brachas.
We thought the Tosos
Gemara... asking on the Gemara and Brachas.
The reason why the Gemara and Brachas...
Yes, Tosos, it's the first thing I said today in Shir, when we read the Tosos, when we said the Tosos outside. Tosos is asking on the Gemara and Brachas. He's asking on the Gemara... No, he's asking on Rav Yosef. How are you bringing a Raya? That's why I said the Insider. How are you bringing a Raya from our Mishnah? Because according to my original understanding, what does it mean? That going to Beishamah is worthless, because we hold like who? Going like the Chumrah is worthless. But what is Rabbi Yosef Acharani doing? All he does is go like Beisil. He doesn't demonstrate and depict that if you go like Beishamah, it's a nothing. That was his kasha.
Why in Maseches Brachos would he be bringing a riot to what the halacha about Sukkah is?
Because what did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef says if you go like Beishamah, it's what? It's meaningless. What does that mean? That the halacha is like who? Yes, and he brings a raya from Sukkah.
Oh,
but the raya from Sukkah does not only depicts that he held like Beisil. It didn't depict that going like the Chumrah Beishamah was worthless. That was the original understanding of Marbrachas, the non-likewise way, straight up, like you just said it. But in Tosas Teretz, no, it's the Gzeirah B'Makir D'Oraisa, and then you invoke the likewise way. What's the likewise? That just like the Rabbanan B'Makir D'Oraisa by Sukkah, the Rabbanan B'Makir D'Oraisa by Kriya Shema. You got it? Mm-hmm. That's the shot in the Tyson the Marshall. Okay? How is Rav Yosef bringing a Raya? That's what we said the first line today in Shir. That's what Tosos is asking on. Maisi Raya. How do you, Rav Yosef, bring a Raya? Okay? You got it? Okay. Yes?
When we say Lo Maisi Raya,
Lo Maisi Raya Ella. What, you got to read the Ella. He's bringing a Raya not for originally the Psak. He's explaining, he's being mazed with the Teretz of Tosos.
But I'm saying, what was meaning that Gemara is dealing, that Gemara and Brachos, we're obviously not only bringing that to teach you what the halach is, because that can't be the only purpose of
sure it is. That was what Tosos understood in the beginning.
But what would be the Havamina that the only...
Okay. That's Tosos' second Kasha! That's Tosos' second Kasha! Why do I need rise to hold out like Basilo?
I'm saying it's such a... for Tosos to even have the
Havamina... No, that's what Tosos is asking! That's what Tosos was asking in the second Kasha.
Okay.
That's the second Kasha. It's obvious. But that's all based on he was just trying to prove what the halach is. But that's a wrong understanding of lo klumi, according to the Teretz. Okay? The two kashas of Tosfos based on what you're doing like Beishamah is meaningless. We paskin like Beisilo. First kasha is how do you depict that going like Beishamah is a chumrah, it's meaningless. And number two is you don't need to bring any rayas, Rav Yosef. We haven't accepted psak. Okay? All right. Let's move on now. Now we get to the sugya today. I want you to see this chiddush. Let's get it. This chiddush that the rabbanan have the power to makiv a level the yoraisa, and it can implode, needs to have a makar. And there is a sugya I wanted you to see in sukkah itself that could very possibly be a makar. We're going to reject it based on the ritva, and then we'll have to find another makar. Okay, but we need to find a makar for this notion that the Rabbanan have the koach to makav in the midst of the Yoraisa. For this, I want to see the sugya on Chav Beis and Beis. Okay? This is such a gigantic chiddush of Tosfos is that we need to find a marker. So what does the Mishnah say on Chav Beis and Beis? The Mishnah says on Chav Beis and Beis, it says, Aosa sukkas of Rosh HaAgala, of Rosh HaSvina, you make a sukkah on the top of a wagon or the top of a boat, Sheira. Va'olun lo b'yomtif. You're allowed to go in it on Yomtif. The Rosh Elon, if you make a sukkah on the top of a tree, or gabe gamal, sheirah. Then olo biyontif. If you make a sukkah on the top of the tree or on top of a camel, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to climb onto it on yontif. Because you're not allowed to climb onto a yontif, we're afraid you might rip off a branch, and that's an isser of kotzer. It's a gzeir. Also would be an ishtamish b'balei chaim. Also would be another problem. Well said. Very good. Very good, Simi. So the Mishnah says, beferish, if you make a sukkah on a gamal, it's kshayru. Let's see the Gemara Chav Gimel and after two dots. Right in the middle of the Gemara. Let's see it inside. David, go ahead. Oh, Agabi Gamal. Right in the Chav Gimel and Aleph in Sukkah. Right by the two dots in the middle. Okay, let's see the Gemara. We want to try to use this sugi as the makor of the Tysus tremendous Chiddush. That what? That you do, you're over exerted the bonnets, ma'akim, and mitzvah the Yeraisim. Let's see. Go ahead, David. Oh, Agabi Gamal by the two dots. Real loud, please. Masnissen. Excellent. If you make a behema, if you make a suk on top of a behema, a mayor is maksha, rebuta is pulsa. What's the case? Let's get it down. Wait, what's one second? One second, Dave. What's the case here? So machlokish Rashi toises. I want you to get this. Rashi learns the following. Rashi learns that you put walls on two horses, and you make the walls on top of what? The walls, and you make the walls and the schach on top of what? On top of the animal. That's what Rashi writes beferish. Yes. You take two horses, you put the walls and the floor of the sukkah on top of the animal and the schach. It's mamish resting on top of the behemoth. That's how Rashi learns Dibra Maskal Agave. You see the Rashi? Look at Rashi Agabe. Go ahead, Yosef. I mean, go ahead, David. Agabe Behema. Guys, look inside. Get going. Go ahead. You put the doors or the walls on two horses. You make mechitzas, you make schach on top of an elephant or on top of any type of behemoth. Okay? So you see, beferish, that's the case. Yes? Taisus, take a look at the second Taisus, Agabe Abahema. Agabe Behema, go ahead. Read the Dibra Maskal. Yeah, go ahead. Agabe Behema. Kari Amita, Kidepri Shlel. Tosos asking, this is not sturdy at all. What Tosos means is you put sukkah on top of poles of a bed, it's not sturdy at all, it's not keva. And therefore we sent a chafalfa and beza was bad. So the Gemara is going to see, we're going to see the Gemara now, it says, my time in Rebuta. What does my time in Rebuta imply? Oh, what's Rebuta's reasoning? Rebuta says it's possible. Like it's so startling. What do you mean so startling? If, according to the way Rashi's description, it's so unsturdy, it's obvious why Reb Yudah says it's possible. The question is, why Reb Meir would be saying that it's kosher? So why does Gemara say, my time in Reb Yudah? That's what Tysus asks on what? On Rashi. Very, very strong kasha. This thing is so sturdy, so unsturdy, obviously it's not a keva at all. It's nothing. So therefore, Tysus argues on Rashi. Go ahead, Vyeshim Forshim. We're not talking about where you put the schach on top of the behemah. Dim Kain. Yeah, why do you need a pasuk for Reb Yudah? We know it's pasuk because it's not keva, it's not sturdy. Ella, rather, Tosas argues on Rashi and he says, what? Ella, what? Yeah, you got four sticks that go to the ground. So what does Tosas say, David? How does Tosas argue on Rashi? Let me show you the picture. What's the picture? Comes out very beautifully. Everyone got this picture? Look at this. Can everyone see this? The pegs go all the way to the ground. The pegs go all the way to the ground. Right here. See how the pegs go all the way around? According to Rashi, you're building the whole structure on top of the behemoth. There's no pegs that go to the ground. So therefore, Tosafot asks Rashi, that's not sturdy. That's obviously bad. So why would the Gemara say, oh, my time to Rebbe Yehuda? Why would Rebbe Yehuda say it's possible? It's obvious why it's possible. So Tosafot argues in Rashi, get it down. Tosafot says, the case is, no, it's supported. The pegs go all the way to the ground. And then you build the structure of the behemoth where the sukkah on top of the behemoth with the schach. But it's going to be sturdy because the kundis and the sticks go all the way to the ground. So let's get it. You got it? So it's very, 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 what? Very, very interesting. Machlokes Rashi Tosafot. Now I have a horror I want you to get down. The Aruch Lanier writes in the Bryce, it says behemoth. Why would Rashi say two horses? Aruch Lanier asks this kasha. Please get it. She says an amazing answer. An amazing answer. The Gemara states later that are you allowed to use a behemoth for a wall? I'll show you the picture for that one too as well. Are you allowed to use a behemoth? No, this is a different case. Are you allowed to tie down the behemoth and use him as a wall?
Why is that even
a question? 1 second. So Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says it's possible. So what does that mean? Rebbe Yehuda says it's possible. Let me show you. 1 second. Let me show you the. Whoa.
Wall.
One second. That's what I said. Remeir apostles that. No, Remeir. Remeir apostles it. Ah, why does Remeir apostle it? Because the behemoth might die and fall to the ground. Look at this. No, look at this case. Look. This is where the animals is a wall. If it dies, it falls to the ground. It's too low. Please get this. So Remeir says, if you make a behemoth for a dolphin, it's possible. If you make a behemoth for a dolphin, it's possible. So he says like this, because it might die. So he says, Remeir, in this case, says you need two horses, right? So you need two horses. So if one of them dies, one of them will still be there. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, don't ask me Akasha, maybe both will die. The Gemara says, in Yuma, you give them a mouth, then we're never close for two things dying at the same time. That's two human beings. This is also two animals. Let's get it, Adam. So Aruch Lanier answers Rashi. The reason why it says two horses is because why? Is because in the next case, if you make a behemoth dolphin, they're a bear what? Apostles. Right? Whereas Sukkah got a behemoth, remeir what? Mashers. So therefore, he's kosher to what? He's kosher to Aruch Lanier that a behemoth might die. Only one will die, not two. Yes? Now, how do you answer Tosafot's kasha and Rashi? I'm going to get to you, Adam. How do you answer Tosafot's kasha and Rashi? What did Tosafot ask? That was Aruch Lanier. Aruch Lanier. Aruch Lanier. Now, how do we answer the Tosafot's kasha on Rashi? Tosafot said it was not sturdy. So the Pnei Yehoshua says in the Chanami, okay. It's not sturdy, but there's another reason. It's Xerah the Rabbanon. And the reason why it was lumped together is because we're talking about making a sukkah on a tree. Making a sukkah on a tree is because why? It's because not Ruya L'Shiva. So also we want to invoke that same svara for a sukkah on top of a behemoth. But in a Chanami, there are two reasons why it's possible, sukkah on a behemoth. It's not sturdy, and number two, it's not Ruya L'Shiva, which we're going to see now. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua wants to answer up Rashi. Okay, Adam, sorry, what were you going to say?
The animal dying, I don't see why that would matter.
Because it drops to the ground, it's too low.
But if the animal is big enough, it doesn't matter. If the animal is
The assumption is when it dies, it drops to the ground, it's going to be too low.
This assumption if the animal is a small animal.
I understand. Even if it's going to be lower than 40 inches. That's the assumption.
Even if it's alive or not, why would
it matter? Why would you be allowed to have an animal? Rebutus says you're allowed to, because you chain him down. Because it's closed. It's enclosed. As long as you enclose the sukkah, why not?
How's that considered closed? The animal could just run away.
You tie him down. No, you tie him down, the Gemara says. A good kasha. The Gemara says you tie him down. It's a good kasha. You tie him down. Okay. So we got this clore? All right, we got this clore? Yes, then.
Pnei Yehoshua
says in a Chanami. Tosafot says, I agree with you, Rashi says. It's possible because it's sturdy, but we're adding on another reason. It's not Ruya L'Shiva. And the reason why it was not Ruya L'Shiva is because why? The reason why it's not Ruya L'Shiva is because why? Because you can't climb out on Shabbos and Yontif. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Can't climb out on Shabbos and Yontif. Yeah. Okay.
That's what the Pnei Yehoshua says?
Pnei Yehoshua says Rashi will agree there's a reason. But the reason why it lumped it together, because Ain Ruya L'Shiva is Masber, why you can't make it on a tree, and why you can't make it on a behemoth. But in a Chanami, on a behemoth is also the problem of what? That it's not sturdy enough. Okay? So it wanted to add on another reason itself.
You said the reason why you can't use a tree is because you can't climb on it?
Right, right. You can't climb on a Shabbos enough. It's not Ruya L'Shiva.
But you're not climbing at all.
You have to climb onto. You have to use it. You have to use it. Same thing. There's another Jera. It's Muksa. No, no. It's Muksa, but also you're going to take off the branch. Okay? You can't use it at all as support. Can't use it all as support. Okay. What?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Can you just repeat one more time to pay insurance?
Yes. Tosus asked on Rashi that it's not sturdy enough, it should be enough. So Tosus argued on Rashi that sticks went to the ground. How do we answer Rashi? Tanya Yeshua says, you're right. Rashi will agree that the way I have my construct is you built it directly on top of the behemoth. That's a problem for two reasons. Number one, it's not sturdy, which is a deraisa problem. And number two, it's also a deraisa, but it's not Ruya L'Shiva. There will be two reasons. The reason why the Gemara wanted to bring the second reason because it lumped together not making a sukkah on a tree and not making a sukkah on a behemoth. The Mishnah lumped the two together, so it wanted to use Ruya L'Shiva for both. But in a Hanami, for making on the behemoth, Rashi would agree it's also sturdiness is a problem. Not a problem.
Sticks are into the ground.
Okay?
The whole point of the having animals is that you want to put it into the ground.
No, that's the case, the mice. The case is the sticks are what? Going to the ground and you put it on top of the behemoth. For whatever reason, he wants to be on top of the behemoth. Okay. One more nakud I want to just mention.
It's in the ground, then even if it falls over, it's still the stick.
Doesn't mean it's strong enough. Strong enough. Okay? We assume it's strong enough.
So if it does fall over, then it's fine.
What'd you say?
What's going to happen if it dies?
What I'm saying is we assume it's still strong enough. The kundisin are strong. Sticks, yes. And he wanted to sit on a sukkah that was on top of the behemoth. Okay, one more nakud on this, and then we got to build it up with the Gemara. If you look in Rashi, the Maskil, let's see the Gemara, David. Read the Gemara. Mic time up. Let's see inside, guys. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Mic time up. Read again louder, David. Sukkah, Ruya L'Shiva, Shmei Sukkah. Sukkah she'ain Ruya L'Shiva. Why is this sukkah not Ruya L'Shiva on top of a behemoth? Read Rashi. Go ahead, I Ruya L'Shiva. Look in Rashi, guys. Oh, what does Rashi say? It's not fitting on Yom Rishon. Why not Yom Rishon? Because why? You can't climb it on Yontif, yes? The Ritva writes, get it down. The Ritva writes, Maskel my time, it's not Ruya for Shabbos. So he says, why do Aruch Lanier say Shabbos and not say Yontif Rishon like Rashi? I want you to get this. Because the Ritva says, the Chum did not make a Gezerah, you can't climb a tree, but Makom Mitzvah Chiyuvis. First night of Sukkot, you must eat in the Sukkah. So the Gezerah was suspended. And therefore, Lila Rishon is a Chol, but it's Mutter to go up at the tree. But the rest of the days, we're not Mechuyiv to eat, they did not allow it. They were not matter. That's why the Ritva mentioned what? That's why the Ritva mentioned Shabbos, specifically. The Ritva mentioned Shabbos, because according to the Ritva, they suspended the Gzer of climbing on a tree on the first night, which is a Chiyuv. Okay? So that's why the Ritva set out Shabbos. Now the Prima Gadim writes, on Yontif it's Mutter because of Ochel Nefesh. You have nowhere else to eat, it's Mutter. And that's why he says, and I want you to get this, the Mikroi Kodesh says, the Ritva says, Ruya L'Shiva is not just Shiva Simechak. What does Ruya L'Shiva mean? 7 Stam days. That's why I mentioned Shabbos. You can't have 7 days without Shabbos. I want you to get this down. When it says Ruya L'Shiva, what does Ruya L'Shiva mean? Rashi says, Ruya L'Shiva Yemei Achag. And since you can't climb an Anantif, you're finished. The Mikroi Kodesh says, the Ritva meant 7 Stam days. Every 7 days at least has a Shabbos. And therefore, since you what? Can't climb on Shabbos, you're finished. You follow me? And the reason why the Ritva said Shabbos and not Yontif, because the Gzeirah was suspended of climbing a tree on the first night. Rashi said it wasn't. So Machlokas, Rashi and Ritva, did they suspend that Gzeirah of climbing on a behemoth in a tree on the first night of Yontif when it's a mitzvah chiyuvis in the sukkah? Rashi says they did not suspend it, it's Usher. Ritva says they did. That's why he mentions the word Shabbos. Machloikish Rashi in the Ritva. Okay? Now, the Prima Godim says, on Yontif it's Mutter because the Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. You got nowhere else to eat. But on Shabbos it's Usher. There's no Heter Ochel Nefesh for cooking on Shabbos. There's no Heter at all. Okay? Now, what makes this... One sec, Matthew, what do you say?
Rosh says you can climb on the first night. I know you can.
The Ritva says on the first night you could climb. They suspended the Gzerah. That's why the Ritva writes Shabbos. It's not Ruhi Lashiva because of Shabbos. Rashi says you can't climb on the first day of Yom Tov because he says the Gezerah was not suspended on the first night of Yom Tov. The question is, did they suspend the Gezerah on the first night where it's a mitzvah yugas to eat? Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. That's what the Aruch HaNer is saying. The Prima Godim also says they suspended it the first night because of Ochel Nefesh. That's why the Ritva says Shabbos. And the crux is when it says Shiv Yemei, Ruhi Lashiva, does it mean Shiv Yemei Achag, like Rashi says, or does it mean Stam 7 days? And that's why the Ritva says Shabbos. Every 7 days there's a Shabbos. So that's how the Ritva, the Mikroi Kodesh, says the Ritva understood it. Ruhi Lashiva is Lavdav Kishivis Me'achag. In order to be considered a Mechitza, it's got to be Ruhi for 7 Stam days. And every 7 days includes a Shabbos. And if you can't climb on Shabbos, you're done.
It's not Ruhi for 7 days.
Yes, correct. But it's a Machlaik is how to touch the phrase in the Gemara. Ruhi Lashiva, that means Shivim Me'achag or Shivim Me'stam. Rashi says Yontif. Ritva says Shabbos. Machloik is whether they suspended the Gzeira. Avram, let's get this down. You missed this now. Rashi says because you can't climb at the first night of Yontif. The Ritva says because of Shabbos. So Machloik is whether they suspended the Gzeira of climbing the tree on Yontif, which is a mitzvah yuvis, the first night. Did they suspend it or not? The Prima Godim says they suspended because of Ochel Nefesh. So the crux of it is when it says Shiva Riyah Shiva, does it mean Shiva Me'achad or Stam 7 days? Every 7 days has a Shabbos at least. And therefore, if you can't climb on Shabbos, it's not good. It has to be Ruyul Mechitza the last 7 days. What 7 days? You may Achad, Rashi. You may Stam, Ritva. That's why it's mentioned Shabbos. Yes, Akiva.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can read it not like Rashi when you get the Shiva Selmi from the Pasuk, which has Tagos.
It's a good point. That's a good point. It's a good point what you said. It's a very good point. But I could say like this to you. But when it makes the drush of Sukkah Re'uya L'Shiva, did it mean the Shiva of the Chag? Or did it mean Stam 7 of a regular week? I hear it fits much better with Rashi, but it's not crazy to say like the Ritva. It did say Chag Eskos Tassel L'Chag Shivis Yomin, but when the Gemara interprets Sukkah Re'uya L'Shiva, does it mean Shiva of the Chag itself, or maybe a regular week? It's a good kash you're at. You follow what I'm saying? I would have said like Rashi. I agree with you. But it's possible to read like the Ritva. And it comes out, Alam Desha Machlaikis, did they suspend the Gzeira on the first night when it's a Mitzchiyuvis? Okay? Also, they suspended it because of Ochel Nefesh too as well. Okay.
Why is it Nafkamina though? If the last 7 days or 7 days of
You tell me the Nafkamina, the first night of Yontif. Are you allowed to climb up or not? Ritva says yes. Rashi says no.
Wait, the last 7 days then.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But in Lomdis, Halacha L'maisa, would you be allowed to? Would you be allowed to? I'll tell you why. Because who do we paskin like? To answer his question right away. What simin was it in Shulchan Aruch? Tafresh Chafkes? We paskin like Reb Meir. Get it down. A sukkah on top of him is taka kosher. It is taka kosher. So the nafkamina simi would be, would you be allowed to climb on the first night and do it? Okay? That would be the nafkamina. Are you practically allowed to do it? Now, normally we paskin Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. What's the psak like?
Reb Yehuda.
But why do we paskin Reb Meir? Because there's a stam mishnah like who? Stam mishnah like Reb Meir. That's the answer to my kasha. So Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, in a vacuum, you hold like who? Reb Yudim. Here, the Stam Mishnah is like Reb Meir. The Stam Mishnah is always like Reb Meir. One sec, Avram. David, read it in the Gemara. Just finish up. We'll get to you, Avram. Go ahead. So it's not Ruhi L'Shiva. Yes? Before we get to Avram, before you read on the Gemara, what does the Ritva comment here? You guys tell me, why is it not Ruhi L'Shiva? But why is it not Ruhi L'Shiva? A Din D'Rais or a Din D'Rabbana? A Din D'Rabbana. Get the... That's nuts. That means that Din D'Rabbanan made it certifiably not Ruhi L'Shiva. That's an amazing line. Did you hear what I just said? That's an amazing line. Who does that? What is that reminiscent of? What is that reminiscent of, David? Tosus and Sukkah, what daf? Gimel Amarah from the bottom in the answer. That the Rabbanan have the power to what? Ma'akev a level D'Raisa. That is amazing. What does the mayor respond? Go ahead, David. What's the mayor's response? What does the mayor say back? He says, don't bother me. Midiraisa, it's fine. Mechse chazamid, it's fitting diraisa. Midirabanan, it's a problem. That doesn't make it not ruya l'shiva. On the diraisa level, this is a beautiful sukkah. On the diraisa level, it's a beautiful sukkah. So this notion, guys, that we mentioned yesterday in Shir, please get it. Machlokas Tosas in the Ron. What did the Ron say yesterday? Matthew. Mechse means fitting. What did the Ron say? That you Yotze Min HaTorah, you just broke Xeri the Rabbanan, right? You didn't fulfill Kirotzen HaChacham. We saw the Ron inside. So maybe you could say the Machlokas Tosas in the Ron is a straight up Machlokas. Do we paskin like Reb Meir or do we paskin like who? Reb Yehuda. Maybe that's what we could suggest. That it's a straight up Machlokas how we paskin. And maybe this is the Makor, guys. You know what we said about a binyan av? You take a din and you what? You expand it to Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the marker, Sukkah of Gimel and Aleph. And Tosfos said, I like the sheet of Reb Yehuda, and therefore if you don't listen to Xeri, now you have to Torah. Even though I told you Shulchan Aruch holds like Reb Meir, right? That the Sukkah of Gimel and Reb Akiva, this is maybe the goof of the Machlokes to Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. Can a din d'Rabban in the Akev on a level what? A level media rice. And Reb Meir says it cannot. And I want you to get this down. After Sukkot's Blinet, I'll bring this farm. I forgot it 2 days in a row. But we had a Rebbe Kivager in the Chuvas. You have it right there? Yeah, thank you, David. Thank you for bringing it. I'm going to give you the Maramakam. Thank you, David. What happens if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos? Do we normally blow the shofar or not?
No.
What happens if a guy does blow the shofar? Is he Yotze or not? Why don't we blow it on Shabbos? Because Xeri by Kiryas Shabbos and go to a bucket and teach you how to do it. Excellent, Adam. What happens if I blow it? Are you Yotze?
No.
According to the Ron?
No. Yes.
According to the Ron, you'd be Yotze. You make a split. According to the Ron, you're not Yotze Kiratz and Chachamim. According to Tosfos, Matthew, what's the din? You would not be Yotze. Rabbi Kivager writes, please get it. Rabbi Kivager writes in the Tshuva, Drush v'chidish mareches ches, that if you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shalos v'Shabbos, you are Yotze. Who is Rabbi Kivager following? The Ron. And who's Shita? Reb Meir. Reb Meir. Reb Meir made the split. He said the sukkah was Kshayra. Reb Yudah's the one who said it was possible.
Yes?
So I'm saying it follows suit beautifully, you could say. Maybe this is the sukkah. I saw this Gemara. I said, whoa, this is the Makor. Maybe this is beautiful. This is the Makor, you could say.
Doesn't it seem to say that?
And the Haritzvi, Reb Zvi Pesach Frank and the Jews, Orachaim Simon Peches, suggests exactly what we just said. That maybe you could plug it in perfectly. Chuvis Haritzvi, Orachaim Simon Peches. Maybe you could plug it in perfectly. But if you look in the Ritva that I gave you, the Ritva says, Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, I'll read it to you. He says there's no way it's a localized din to box it into sukkah. You cannot use it as a binyan av. Writes the Ritva for Reb Meir Nami Midiraisa Chazi Rabbanu de Gazerba the Behema Ubavadai the Reb Yudah Nami Sirud the Behema the Rabbanu Elishu Sover Shekain Din Torah Lifsol Kol Sukkah Shein Ruvi Lashiva Meezet Sad VeInyan Sheyiyeh. I don't care why it's a problem. Whether it's Diraisa or Dirabanan, that certifiably makes it not Ru'uya L'Shiva, and the Torah recognizes the Dirabanan problem. The Torah recognizes the Dirabanan problem. Farihu Psula Mina Torah. That's a collector's item. The Ritva is saying that box it into Sukkah. It says Chaga Sukkahs, Tasa what? L'cha. Any din derabanan, any ikuf, anything that stops it, I don't care if it's deraisa derabanan, makes it certifiably not what? Ru'uya l'shiva. And therefore, I thought we had a beautiful market, it was so neat fit in. According to Ritva, you got to box it in, and it's a limited din to sukkah. So we need to, what we're back at the drawing board, we need to come up with a new makor, that word of the derabanan have the power invested in them, that they can say and it impacts on a level deraisa, and you are not yotzer. I'm looking for a marker. Yes, Avram, be patient. Go ahead.
The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go into the Sukkah on the animal and yet there's something that you are allowed to.
Where did I say the Ritva? The Ritva just says being Masber of Yehuda.
You said that the
Ritva. Rebuta says Psula. That's all. It's being Masber of Yehuda. Mishnah's going according to Meir.
When the Ritva explains the reason that you can't.
It's not Ruya Leshiva.
You said that. Rebbe said that according to the Ritva, you would be allowed to.
That's within Reb Meir. That's in Reb Meir. Ritva that I said is within Reb Yehuda now.
Yeah, the Ritva in Reb Meir.
That's within Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it's kosher.
But still, you're not allowed to climb it on Yom Kippur.
He said theoretically on the first night. The other night's not. The other night's not. It means the other days, not the first day of Yom Kippur. It means the other days. Okay, it means the other days. But what I want you to get, Lamais, is that the Iker Nakuda is that you can't use this as a marker because you box it in regarding this din. Okay? The Ritva we just said was within Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not certifiable with the Shiva, even in Din Rabbanan can make it not fitting, which is an amazing finish. But he says it's limited to Sukkah. So therefore we don't have a marker anymore. Dave, you follow me? Mm-hmm. Where is the marker in Shas that we can want, that we can say that Din Rabbanan can make a level D rice and not Yotzi? Follow me, Akiva? Yes, Matthew.
I'm a little confused, Rabbi. How could it be that we want to use Shitas Rabbi Meir to be the opinion of being Abba
Durham? No, we're using Reb Yehuda.
Oh, all right. Fine.
We're using Reb Yehuda.
Reb
Yehuda. Well, Reb Yehuda says
that.
Reb Yehuda. Right. Reb Yehuda is the Machin. Reb Meir is the one who makes the split. That's why I said Reb Akiva is going like Reb Meir and Reb the Ron, right? Reb Akiva Eger is going like Reb Meir and the Ron, right? Those who say not are going with Reb Yehuda. But I thought this is the marker. But no, the Ritva boxes it in again. So we need a new marker.
So how do we say here that Rabbi Meir holds the opposite? That Reb Baron can be Maka with Del Raisa.
Opposite of what? Reb Meir says make a split.
Tosos, we were saying that Tosos and our
Tosos over there wasn't. Right, he was going. Tosos
in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir says no, can.
But Tosos by us going within Reb Yehuda.
Really?
Yeah, Tosos going within Reb Yehuda. We happen to paskin in this case like Rameh Shacharach says, but Tos not going like Shacharach. Tos we thought is going within Reb Yehuda. But I'm saying this whole thing is boxed in the Sukkah. It's boxed in the Sukkah, then we need to find a new marker for our Tisus. Yes, David?
I was just going to, is this everyone hold like this Ritva, or can we say the Ritva says...
You could, but you know, I don't want to argue against the Rishon.
I'm saying there are other Rishonim that... Oh, yeah.
Other Rishonim don't say like the Ritva. It's a good point you bring up. But let's try to. I want to make it a Cornell all the Rishon. The Ritva box is in it. So if you box it, I want to find a new marker. So the new marker that I want to suggest to you is the following. I made a mistake in the Marma, because it's Perik Aleph Halacha Hey in Arab school, not Beis. Please fix it. It's Aleph Hey. And Perik Halacha Narab Sul, it's in the Marma number 9. Okay? Number 9. Okay? Yeah. It's Perik Aleph Halacha, not Perik Beis. So the Rambam says like this, based on the Gemara of Ksubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph. If, God forbid, a man rapes a woman, there is a halacha in the Torah of Lamed Vav, Lo, not Lamed Aleph, Lo Siel Isha. He has a mitzvah to marry her. If she wants to marry him, he has to marry her. He has no choice. And he can't divorce her. Lamed Vav, Lo Siel Isha. He has a mitzvah essay he writes in the mirror. She doesn't want, that's fine. He can't do the mitzvah. But if she wants, he doesn't have a choice. He must marry her. The Rambam has the following case. What happens if he rapes a woman that's ushered him only midrabanan? Please get that down. She's a shniel arayis. She's a secondary erva. Her grandmother's a shniel arayis.
She was the first.
Yeah, that's the arayis. Right, that's the arayis. Chiddush is, according to the Rambam, if a man rapes a woman that's only a Shniel Arayis, the Rambam says he also cannot marry her. Cannot marry her. And that's a Pella. Because you have a Mitzvah Arayis of Losi Elisha against the Nisid Rabbanan. So how could we say that there's no Mitzvah Esse to marry her? The Mitzvah Esse should beat out the Nisid Rabbanan. Ariel, you got this? Let's get it down. He had a mitzvah essay to marry her, and now there's an issue of Rabbanan to live with her. Shouldn't you say that the Dereisha should trump the Rabbanan? Rambam says no. So the Kesef Mishnah says why? So the Kesef Mishnah suggests the following unbelievable Kiddush. He says, I'll tell you why we do the Rabbanan, says the Kesef Mishnah. We do the Rabbanan plain and simple based on the following Mukher. Lo Tasur, which is in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Veschanan, and Parshas Shoftim. Actually, it says it in the Parshas Shoftim. It says Lo Baal Tosef two times. Lo Tasur, the Feirish in Sefer Dvarim, I think it's in Sefer Parshas Shoftim, says you're not allowed to deviate from the words of the Chumim right or left. Whatever they say goes. That is the power invested in them to create Mitzvahs Min Rabbanan. Now, how does the Shas use that? The Shas uses it in Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Please get the marker down. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara asks, I don't understand how you can say a bracha on Halakas Neiris Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvot Zivanu Lahalik Neiris Shal Chanukah. If you look from today until tomorrow, it doesn't say anywhere about Chanukah in the Torah. How do you say Asher Tzivanu? Heichen Tzivanu is one of the most famous kashas in Shas. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Heichen Tzivanu. Where were we commanded in the Torah to light Chanukah lift? Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Heichen Tzivanu. Where were we commanded? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. It says Shabbos Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. It says the following. What does it say? It says Lo Tasur, and it says Shel Avicha Yagetcha Zekenecha Yom Lach. Ask your fathers, your forefathers, your elders. They'll tell you the story. Who says what? I'll be exact with it. Abaye and Rava speak there. I don't remember who says what. Let's look it up inside. Here we go. You with me? Rav Avyah says Lo Tasur. Rav Nechemiah says, Shel Avicha Zekenecha Yom Lach. Okay? So it's neither Rav or Abai. It's Rav Avyah and it's Rav Nechemiah. Okay? Alright. At least I got the daf and the omen right, right? Okay? So it says, Beferish, you gotta be honest, right? So it says, Lo Tasur, Echen Sivanu. The Gemara says, Lo Tasur, or Shel Avicha. Now, what is that talking about? What is that talking about? Creating a new holiday. Creating a totally new chag. Totally new holiday that we've never had before. So you have to listen to the rabbanim, whatever they say. What I'm going to tell you right now is a second tier of Lo Tasur. What's the second tier of Lo Tasur? That if you have a pre-existing mitzvah deraisa, and the rabbanim give you details how to what? The rabbanim give you details how to fulfill it, you better listen. And if you don't listen, you're not even Yotza, even what? You're not even Yotza, even what? Deraisa. You have a mitzvah. This fellow did a heinous crime of raping a woman. He has a mitzvah to marry her. But if the Rabbanan says she's ushered him in Rabbanan, you cannot fulfill that mitzvah. They give you the directives how to fulfill the mitzvah. And if you do not what? Listen to those directives, the whole thing implodes. And you are not Yotza at all. And therefore, the Rambam Paskins, it is also for you to marry the woman. But I have a mitzvah in the mirror against Mr. Rabbanan. I don't care. The Rabbanan will tell you how to implement it. If you don't eat matzah with a saber, not yotzeh, even min haTorah, we said yesterday. Remember that? The rush.
Kiddush,
a saber.
What was the
second? Lo Tasur and... She'el Avicha, ask your forefathers, elders, and they'll tell you what they did in the history of the Jews. And they lived Chanukah with. The story of Chanukah. But the Gemara's Kiddush of Lo Tasur is they can create a new chag. But we don't have a marker anywhere that if the Rabbanan tell you how to fulfill a pre-existing mitzvah, if you don't listen, not yotzeh. What the Kesef Mishnah says, that also comes from what? What does that also come from, Matthew? That also stems from Lo what? Lo Tasur. There are two tiers, two tracks to the Chiddush of Lo Tasur. That's what we bring out in the Sefer. You follow me, David? And that is the Koach of Tosus and Sukkah Gimel Amud Aleph. The very end of the Tosus. Who the Prima Gadim says, stunning Kiddush, that sometimes seems to be that we're paskining like. Seems to be that we're paskining like. How are we paskining like it? Not yotz kilo lo'achol klal, right? Said kilo lo'achol if the table's in the house, no. It's mashin yotz even min haTorah. Now, I want to highlight that I think this is the correct marker, and I want to and I want to reiterate, David, what I said to you with your good kasha. You know, because how do we pass when the sukkah not gabi the behema? How do we pass when we say like Reb Meir? Now, what did Reb Meir say? You make the split. Remember. Remember, you make the split that the Arisa it's good, the Rabbanit's not a problem. So you see, Reb Meir's making the split. But on the other hand, we're what? On the other hand, we're saying the Sol Shtukot Torah. We mentioned a bunch of Mara Makomos. We said as if you're not Yotze in the Sukkah in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why I think it's good with the Ritva. Box in the case of Sukkah on Gabi Behema. Box it in. You follow me? And we talk a Paschal like Reb Meir in that case. He makes the split. But regarding other areas of Kol Torah Kula, maybe we hold of the Shtukot Torah. And we hold that the Rabbanit can impact on the level of the Arisa, and you are not Yotze. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fits in quite well that it was boxed in. Because the Shulchan Aruch Paschal like Reb Meir in that case, the Sukkah's Sheira. The Sukkah on top of the man. Why don't you hold the Shtukot Torah? Because it's limited on what? It's a limited case. It happens to be that he held like Reb Meir in that case. Stam Mishnah, Reb Meir, but here's a Stam Mishnah signing like Reb Meir. And Lamaisa, Chagas Kukas Tasa Lachamin, it's not really Shiva Midi Arisa. He didn't hold like Reb Yudin. But regarding other areas, maybe the Makar's low what? Low Tasur. Low Tasur gives the Rabbanan that unbelievable power that it can occupy in the midst of Midi Arisa. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
Another explanation of the word Tasur to say that the Rabbanan is an occupant of the Arisa is that low Tasur brings the Darabanan up to a Darisa level, and once it's Darisa, then it's Mizahababa there.
It's an interesting way you're saying. I mean, if you do a mitzvah not listening to the Rabbanan the way they told it to you, it becomes like an Aveira. So it's a mitzvah of Abba Aveira. It could be. It's an interesting way of saying it. Very good. I like that. It's a nice shot. Usually, though, the Aveira means, you know, it has to be like stealing. There's a whole concept that's on the Chefsa, like Matthew's saying. It's a bit of a Chiddush the way you're saying, but it's an interesting thought. But I will tell you what you bring up calls to mind what the Ramban asks on the Rambam, which I want you to get down in your notes. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, I don't like the fact the Rambam lists Lo Tasur as one of the lavim in the Torah.
It's a lav?
It's a lav, Lo Tasur.
It's an
Asay,
follow the
Ramban. No, don't turn away from the words of the Chachamim. The Rambam lists as one of the Sefer HaMitzvah. What does the Ramban ask? Please get this. What does the Ramban ask? If in fact it's a lav, all derabbanan should become what? All derabbanan should become deraisis. The Ramban asks that on the Rambam.
Yeah,
it's a lav. All derabbanan stem from lotasa, they should become deraisa then. He lists in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. What's the difference? There's a blur now between derabbanan and deraisis. And he says there should be no din of suffik derabbanan. Lekula, it should be suffik derabbanan. Lechumra. If in fact it's the Arisa, Akiva, get this down. So the Ramban answers, you have to say no. The Rabbanan in a Chanami. When you do the Rabbanans, you do get points in Shammai for fulfilling Lo Tasur. But they made a clause, and the clause was that whenever you're in a Suffolk and a Din the Rabbanan, they were what? They were Mekel. They put in a built-in clause that said, anytime I'm Suffolk and a Din the Rabbanan, I'm Mekel. You follow me? That's the Chiddush of what? That's the Chiddush of the Ramban.
But isn't the rabbi said that if you marry this woman, then you're getting an Aveira Derabana. So if he marries...
No, that's what I'm saying. It's more than that. That's why I don't think your formulation is correct. You have to say that the Rabbanan can give directives how to fulfill a mitzvah the Arisa. If you're going to be over this in the Rabbanan, they have the power invested in them to say you cannot fulfill OCL Isha.
Yeah, they're saying that the way you're doing it is
so I'm saying, I don't want to say that formulation because Mitzvah Baba Avera might not always be if the Avera is only in the Rabbanan. Okay?
The Lo Tazur brings the Avera to Rabbanan.
Okay, it could be, but that's what I'm saying. It's more than that. You don't have to say that. I'm saying you're stopping at the pass that the Mitzvah is not even fulfilled because you have to listen to the way the Chacham Zichron and Bracha told you how to fulfill Mitzvah's Diraisa. And therefore, if you didn't start, it's not like your Yotze at all. See, Mitzvah of Avera is I did the Mitzvah, but I did in the form of Avera, not Yotze. I'm saying the Mitzvah didn't even go off the ground. That's what I'm saying. Okay? According to your formulation, the Mitzvah got off the ground. I'm saying it never got off the ground. Now, I want to give two other examples, then we got to get to Yom Kippur. Okay? Okay, I give you two other examples of this. Get it down. The Cheshek Shlomo in Megillah Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Shlomo LeVilna, I gave it to the Mar Makomo, says, what happens if you read the Megillah on Shabbos? Now, reading the Megillah according to Moshe Shonim is the Rabbanah D'Oraisa. Divrei Kabbalah, Lavka Divrei Torah Dami. It's Machlokes Balavor, Rebar Tzaloni. Moshe Shonim said, Mitzvah mentioned the Nach, or only what? The Rabbanah. Get it down. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because Erev Shema what? You'll carry it to a bucket. Yes? Same thing of Rabbah. What happens if you carry it on Shabbos? Hey Mamru, Vehey Mamru. You're definitely not Yotze. Hey Mamru means they told you to read it. They can tell you when to read it. And if you read it on Shabbos, it's a zero. Even Rabbi Kivager, who says if you blow the shofar on Shabbos, says you're Yotze min HaTorah, you broke under Rabbanan, Megillah on Shabbos is a zero.
Yeah.
Says the Chesek Shlomo in Megillah, Hey Mamru, Vehey Mamru.
Because they gave the mitzvah, so obviously they can...
Okay, I'm pointing out, so I want you to see this contrast. That's what the Chesek Shlomo writes. Okay? Whereas Rabbi Kivager by the shofar makes the split. And then this leads us to the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does he say there, Akiva and Ariel? What does the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah say in the middle of in the beginning of Brachas on Aleph and Aleph Tapir Rif? What do they say? What does the first Mishnah say in Shas? Rabbi Elazar says you read Kriyat Shema the night till when? Ashmor Rishono. Chum say until when? Chatzos, because of the Siak. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? Can read it all the way the whole night until when? Till the dawn. Olos Shachar. Let me ask you. According to the Chachamim, if you say Kriyat Shema at 3 o'clock in the morning, are you Yotze? I would say yes. You broke the siak. You didn't listen to the fence, but Yotze min HaTorah. Comes along, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says, no way. You're not Yotze anything. If they give you the directives, they give you the Zman of when they want you to recreate, and you defy their terms, then you're not Yotze. Zero. What's the mucker? We thought the mucker would be Sukkah Chav Gimel, making a Sukkah on top of a behema, fits in Nidmi, Machlokes Rav Meir, Reb Yehuda. Both ones are Chav Gimel. Interesting. Right. Chav Gimel and Aleph. We thought it fit in neatly. Yol Lekar Meir Reb Yehuda, according to Ritva, boxing it. So what's the marker? Lota Sur tells you didn't listen to the rabbinic directive how to fulfill the mitzvah. Then you know what? You're not Yotze, even Minat Torah. So now we have discovered and suggested a makor for our Taisvis on Gimel and Aleph and Maseches Sukkah that said this gigantic chiddush, that said if you don't listen to the gzeira, you're not yotzei v'minat Torah. If you don't listen to the gzeira, you're not yotzei v'minat Torah. We just did this whole mucker now for our taisus that the rabbanim have the mucker. You're missing priceless Torah. You'll get it from the other guys. Yes, that the rabbanim and gzeira how to fulfill the mitzvah yiraisa. If you don't listen, you're not yotzei. The mucker's lo tasur. We thought it was from Sukkah Gabi Behemin. You follow me? We thought it was from Sukkah Al-Gabi, but we boxed it in according to the Ritva. Yes, Matthew?
Two questions.
Real quick, because we got to do something on Kippur.
Yeah, they're both quick. One, the question about Rambam, is the implication there that it should be a mitzvah sausage or should it be a mitzvah in the Torah anyway?
No, it's a lav, a lav, a lav.
So when Rambam's asking on Rambam, why do you say it's a lav? You say you should have said it as an asir, or you should
it shouldn't be in the count.
All right, fine. And then second of all,
yes.
don't we end up saying in the Gemara there in Brachos that if you do it post Zman, you're not, you know, say that you don't get Schar for Zman, but you get Schar for Krishma anyways. So does that destroy the Talmid Rabbi Yonah's proof?
No, that's only by Krishma in the morning. That's only by Krishma in the morning. There's no laziness there. And Krishma at night's laziness. You defy this yacht. If you say Krishma at 11 o'clock in the morning, you're actually Krishma not Bisman. But I'm talking about at night. Okay? So this is a tremendous chiddush. You got this? Okay. I want you guys got a chazer strong over Sukkot. Real strong. It's the same chag. Sukkot. You're supposed to hang out in the Sukkah. Mitayel the Sukkah, the Gemara Sechof Ches. Learn stark, chazer over everything. Okay? Now tomorrow we have a shir, but it's not regular shir, it's the Smirathon. My shir is what, 12:30? Okay. Now I want to close something with Yom Kippur. Bless everyone, should have a Gemara Sechof with the family. Let's get this. Okay, here we go. The Rav Zatzal, I want to read to you this. Please, I want to read this to you. The Rav has a very powerful drasha here. It's a piece in one of his drashas. And he writes the following. I want you to listen very powerfully, okay? I saw from Rav Bernstein Shlita, the great Gaon in Eretz Yisrael, that it says, Al tishlechein leit zikna. You know what that means, guys? It means, please Hashem, get rid of the stubbornness from my persona. Old age sometimes synonymous with stubbornness. You're set in your ways. You pray to Hashem, you don't want to be thrown in that state. There are some old people that are very young, they're not stubborn. There are some young people that are so old that they are so set in their ways they cannot change. And this is a beautiful pshat of the bracha. You know how we say it? What is the word stubbornness? Azei panim. Az panim means, oh, we are not az panim. Come on, I saw Simeon and Adam look at each other. I know you're not referring to each other being stubborn. What? What does az panim mean? What is az panim? What does it mean? Shein anu azei panim lomar to say what? Sadikim anachnu aval achatanu avotenu, right? Azei panim appears in vidui. We have to pray to Hashem. The enemy of tshuva, guys, is stubbornness. You can't get up and be there at 9. You can't do it. Yes, you can. You can't stop speaking Lashon Hara Nivel Peh. You can't. The enemy of tshuva is stubbornness. Absolute, plain, and simple. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Klai Yisrael dancing around the Egel Hazav, the Sforno says that was it. He threw down the Luchos. When he saw them dancing Amada, he knew that they were set in the stubbornness that what they did was right. It wasn't Stam they did in the Vera. They're dancing about it? That means they thought it was right. You can do it. Says the Michta Meliyahu, why do we have Pas Yisrael now during the Sirsim Echuva? We're not going to do it after Yom Kippur. It shows that you can do it. For 10 days you're able to observe it. You can eradicate stubbornness. I'm set in my ways? Not true. Al Tashlichenu. You follow me? Says the Rav. Listen to this. I'm going to read this to you. Guys, get this. Please listen carefully. We believe that though one be sunk deeply in sin, in coarseness and in materialism, the lamp of God, the soul of man, beautiful phrase, yet burns within the chest of the Jew, and it is forbidden to negate the power of repentance for anyone. You can never negate a tshuva. The Chachamim relate that Reb Meir asked of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, when he was riding his horse on Shabbos, you also repent, said Reb Meir. And according to the Gemara Bavli, Acher answered, I heard from behind the curtain, return, O blacks, backsliding children, except for Acher. He heard the Paschal say, Acher cannot be received. According to the Yushalmi, he said, I was once riding the horse in Yom Kippur, which happened to fall out on Shabbos like this year, behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, and I heard a heavenly voice say, return, O backsliding children, except for Elisha ben Avuya. Get this down. The Bavli says, Acher, except for Acher. The Yushalmi says, except for who? Elisha ben Avuya. Says the Rav. Please get it. Do you really think, says the Rav, that Acher actually heard what he heard and understood the heavenly voice correctly? Can then a heavenly voice decide against one of the fundamentals of Jewish faith, against the halacha which declares that even if he denied the Shekhinah throughout his whole life, but repented at the end, he's accepted, as is written, thou bringest man to contrition? That's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Zadi. Pusik Gimel to the crushing of a soul. How can the heavenly voice thrust aside the great Tana who glimpsed and was harmed? You know, glimpsed and harmed, that's referring to the Gemara Chagigi when he looked in Pardes, Arba Nichus Pardes, who went off the Derech. But he heard the heavenly voice, and so he told his favorite Talmud of Meir. He would not have lied to him. If so, what did the heavenly voice want of him, of the deeply torn Tana straying tragically? Everyone can do tshuva. How can this be? First Kasha. Number two, and we can ask another kasha. If the heavenly voice did not want Acher to repent, why did it bother with him at all? Why did the heavenly voice commence with the words of encouragement, return, O black sliding children, and end with a fearful decree, except for? The heavenly voice did not, far be it, seek to provoke the traying stana. What's Hashem trying to rub it into him? That God's Klal Yisrael can do tshuva, God's means everyone except you? Second kasha. Says the Rav very powerfully. I want you to get this, guys. Seems to me, says the Rav, that the real intent of the heavenly voice can be found in the different readings of the Bavli, the Gemara Bavli, and the Gemara Yushalmi. How did the heavenly voice turn to the sinner? What name did the voice call to him? By Elisha ben Avuya's proper name or by Acher's pseudonym? The answer is plain. the soft, loving, spoken words, "Return, O backsliding children," were certainly directed to Elisha ben Avuya. The first statement. The heavenly voice called and pleaded with him, drew him to himself. The Shekhinah pampered him like a mother in all circumstances, only the good to say to her child. The sharp except for was said to Acher, but not to Elisha ben Avuya. The Gemara Bavli gives the exact words of the heavenly voice. The Shekhinah roused and drew Elisha ben Avuya to it, but pushed away Acher. Why? Because the true Tana, the Chachamim of the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, whose Torah Rabbeinu HaKadosh quotes in Pirkei Avos, he's quoted Elisha ben Avuya in Avos, never sinned. He was never traitorous to Klal Yisrael, never joined the Romans, never sought to tear the Jews from the Torah and the fear of God. Someone else was the traitor. It was Acher, another personality. The treachery came about in a strange way. One fine morning, Elisha ben Avuya did not recognize himself. He made a disastrous mistake, David, about himself. A Gilgal, a dark, ugly soul entered within him, bewitched him, and persuaded him that he is not the disciple of the Chachmei of the Torah, that he loathes all that is holy, that Knesset Yisrael is not his mother, that his future is not his future. Its future is not his future. It was someone else telling him this. Suddenly, Elisha ben Avuya was caught in the web of another who disguised himself as the former Tana. This other one fled from the Beis HaMikdash. From this one's pockets, the books of free thinkers poked, apikorsim. This other one transgressed the Shabbos and mocked everything precious and holy. But the real Elisha ben Avuya, hidden deep within the personality, was never treacherous towards God or towards Knesset Yisrael. He was merely captive within the pseudo-personality in Acher. He was a spiritual schizophrenic, basically. Once on Yom Kippur, which happened to fall on the Shabbos, Acher lost his mind. He mounted his horse publicly and pranced swiftly through areas populated by the Jews. The echoes of his prancing resounded through the empty streets of Israel's towns and cities. Jews looked with amazement through the windows of the Beis HaMidrash. They asked one another the identity of the arrogant disturber of the sacred peace of the Shabbos of Shabboses. Suddenly, something miraculous happened. Within the soul of the torn, tragic Tana, within this bewitched personality, Elisha ben Avuya stirred. The glorious soul, which had slumbered within the depths of being, awakened. It arose momentarily and thrust aside the hand of Acher to guide the horse towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. He's riding his horse. Why should he suddenly pass by the Kodesh Kadoshim riding his horse in Yom Kippur, which he was publicly desecrating? After himself, Acher himself was surprised to be drawn there. Just on the day which is so bound up with the sacred site, all of a sudden the captive soul, the daughter of the king in chains, began to demand recognition. Now know, is this the code of my son? Elisha, you are not Acher. The dark soul which holds you captive, which charms you, is not your friend. It is your worst enemy. Elisha, identify yourself with me, with all the past, with your teachers, and with your colleagues. Come to me. Thrust that other one far from thee. Acher, it is not you, it is Satan himself. Repent. Return, O backsliding children. Return, O Israel. Do not your eyes see that you are drawn as if a magnet to the Kodesh Kodashim? Elisha, it is Yom Kippur today. Hashem waits for each one to come to him. Elisha, do you not hear the heavenly voice pleading for you to repent? You are passing the Kodesh Kodashim. Do you recall how the master would tell of the Kohen Gadol's Avoida? How you would chant, how he could chant the tune of the Kohen Gadol's confession? Elisha, recognize yourself. Give ear to the heavenly voice. Return, O backsliding children. Return, O Israel. For a moment, Elisha reined his horse and the heavenly voice reached him. Return, O backsliding children, except for Acher. The heavenly voice meant for him to throw off the other one, the foreign personality, that he reject his false identity. Come to me, O backsliding child. Leave Acher outside. But a tragic fate had caused Elisha to err. And instead of hearing except for Acher, he heard what he wanted to hear. He heard according to what the Bav Yushalmi says, his namely clearly expected except for Elisha ben Avuya. He erred, and instead of hearing except for Acher, he heard according to the reading of the Yushalmi except for Elisha ben Avuya. But that's what he himself heard. The Pascal really said except what? Acher. He blew it. Of course everyone can do tshuva. He thought he and Acher were one, and that he and Elisha ben Avuya could not leave Acher behind alone. He whipped up his horse and was gone.
And at that moment, the pure personality of the great Tana was lost, for he no longer recognized himself. The Yushami concludes, for he knew my power and rebelled against me. Do you know why Elisha rebelled against God despite his greatness in Torah? Because the Tana did not know his own strength, and he deserted himself. He did not know his strength and rebelled against himself. Not knowing himself in a false estimation of his personality brought the tragic sin about. It's a machlokes. The Bavli seems to say he never got tshuva when he died. The Yushalmi, though, has a version that he became sick, and Reb Meir, his Talmud, said he was rejoiced when he died because he said he died b'tshuva. So machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, did he die b'tshuva at the last moment? But what we're bringing out is what he heard. You follow me? Stubbornness, guys, is the enemy of tshuva. And let's close with this. Year after year, we have worked together with the free thinker. We saw the tragedy of Acher. Deep inside each one of them, we believe there's a captive Elisha Menuhin who bestirs himself from time to time and demands, protests, and runs to the Holy of Holies. Even when riding his horse in Yom Kippur, he really wants to do good that falls on the Shabbos. If it were not for Elisha ben Avuya that exists within each one of them, pushing towards the Kodesh Kodashim, they would not sacrifice themselves for Eretz Yisrael and its population. We often fight, oh, the Chayalim aren't from, they have, what do you mean? Chayalim are fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They have the Pintle Yid. We often fight against the others. We struggle with them bitterly because these others cause us greater deal of trouble. They're not really, every Yid has the ability to tshuva. But even though we struggle with them, we do not forget for even a moment that within these others, deeply hidden in the depths, reside shades of Elisha ben Avuya, which will finally rouse and purify themselves. True, they will yet prance many times in front of the Holy of Holies and not understand the heavenly voice. They will be unable to identify with holiness and with tradition. They will think that the road to God is closed before them and there is no way back. Acher will so persuade them. This Acher is the great logician and dialectic scholar. But the day will come, that day, when the verse, return, O backsliding children, except for Acher, will sound clearly, and the sleeping Elisha ben Avuya will ascend from the depths. Then will come to pass the great miracle, that all thy children will be blessed of the Lord, and great will be the peace of thy children. You have the ability to rid yourself of the stubbornness. You have the ability to put yourselves not in an asikna. You have the ability, because everyone can be an Elisha ben Avuya. But we hope and pray to Hashem that no one will be Acher. Everyone have a wonderful Gemar Chasim Tov, a great break. Make sure you learn Stark. Relax, play ball, but make sure you learn in the morning, the evening. And your chaz are over. And he worked the Gemara good. And Bez Hashem will see you strong after Sukkot. Okay, I'll be able to see you tomorrow. Let's stop it. There's no regular shiur, it's that marathon. So I'm giving shiur 12:30 in room 308.